Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
First of all, I really have to congratulate you to your new album, The Bridge, now coming out all over the world. So let's start with the making of this masterpiece, which was quite a long process, I suppose. Where was it recorded, and for how long did you work in the studio?
Well, I guess we had just like, we started doing promotion in the end of May 94. Now we're coming up with an album in October 95. So people think that we have a lot of time off, but if you take the efficient time working with the album, I think it's about 4 or 5 months that we've been in the studio recording and working with lyrics and melodies and such things.
Did you have the new material finished and ready to record when you went into the studio, or did you have to write while recording as well?
Some of it we wrote as we recorded, but so for instance, when I worked in Tuff Studio with the Buddha songs, I saw that they were making the verses as we were recording. I sang the chorus and then suddenly, oh, here comes a verse, now you can come in tomorrow and we can sing it, and such things. Other things were, my things were almost ready. It just had to be the finished up a bit.
Which one is your personal favorite track on the album? Or maybe you're still too close to the recording process to make that decision?
No, I'm not too close to make a decision. I think that I like Whispers in Blindness very much. My sister's song, and I also like Never Gonna Say, that my brother wrote. It's more classical, the way we usually work. I like the remix of that as well, that you haven't heard, but you can get it later.
In your opinion, what's the biggest difference between this new album, The Bridge, and your previous work? Is there any specific difference that you would like to mention?
One big difference is that me and Lynn write songs now, that we didn't do before. And another difference is that we can afford to hire musicians to do acoustic guitars and such things. Couldn't do that before. A new technique, of course.
When you had to decide the first single to be taken from this album, you chose Lucky Love for Europe and Beautiful Life for United States. How come?
I guess it was pretty much up to the record companies to choose what they wanted. We just gave them the songs, and they know how to promote their things best. So in the States, they thought the Beautiful Life was, they needed something fast that went up fast and that everybody saw. And Beautiful Life is a very immediate song that doesn't stay in so long, while Lucky Love is more, it has a longer life, I think, on the tracks. So it's a different way of promoting, I think.
If you would try to describe The Bridge and your new music and style for somebody who hadn't heard it, what would you say then?
I guess that you have something for everybody in it. Not the hardcore rap though, but it's very broad. It has the reggae beat, the happier songs and the faster songs, and it also has the deeper, slower songs. So a very broad album.
Let's look upon working methods for a while. Do you have to be in a certain kind of mood to write a song? For example, do you have to be under pressure? Does that help?
I have to be in a very special kind of mood to write a song. It often happens when I'm traveling. I'm sitting by myself. And a thing has to have happened before, like I've been experience a nice week with my friends or something. I have to experience something first, and then I have to sit alone, and then that special mood comes, or it doesn't come, but it's working under pressure doesn't work. It's very different. It's sometimes I get a whole song. Just it has happened that I was under pressure and wrote a whole song, so that works as well. But I think that the my favorite pieces are of course written like a diary. My own diaries, my songs, kind of.
Are you writing on guitar or piano?
It depends which is closest. Usually I just write down the song by pen and paper. And then I put the chords through piano, because that I know what the chords names are. Seldom on guitar, because I can't play guitar that well. But if I have nothing else, it's guitar.
What is the most important thing to you in a song, the music or the lyrics? Or is it the combination of words and music?
It is, actually, if I have to say something, it is the music. And but when I write songs myself, I can't give away just the music and not the words, because it's always coming together. So, but if I have to choose one, it's the music.
Do you feel that you actually have a message for the world and listeners in your songs, or are there more like stories of different kind that you are telling?
I think there are stories of different kind that we are telling, and I think there's messages in those. So when I write something, I write it for myself, and I don't write it because I know the world has to hear something from me. You can't have that in mind. I write for myself, and when I think it's a good message, I give them away, and it's small stories, often.
In the very beginning, you actually failed to convince the record companies in Stockholm and turned your eyes on Megan in Copenhagen instead. And then Wheel of Fortune, the first single, was a huge success and sold gold in both Germany and Denmark. Was that a surprise for you?
It was. And a very nice surprise and pleasant surprise, because everybody compared us with ABBA afterwards. And we became number one and number two on the sales chart in Denmark without even showing our faces or doing one single interview. So it was, they thought we were black guys from London that were singing All That She Wants and Wheel of Fortune. And I think that it is very, very important to remember that, because sometimes people think that we tried to make a concept. But we're very conceptless, actually. And I was very surprised. And I was like, it was a winning highest, coming highest on lottery, you say, taking the biggest award. So it was, I felt so lucky. So I was so pleased and so happy. And I really met the success with open eyes. In that way, I was like a child walking into it. Suddenly I understand there could be other sides as well in it. Like not be able to meet friends and such things, but that came afterwards.
Ace of Base have been tremendously successful since your big breakthrough, and the album The Sign is one of the biggest sellers in record history. In other words, there must be many memories for you from these last passing years. When you're looking back, is there any special occasion that you remember with greater joy than other things that happened?
I remember...
Start again.
Yeah, it's just me. So you can leave. I remember very much a trip that we made to Israel. It was very special. We were in the night walking and taking a trip to Jerusalem after having four gigs in one night. So you were very exhausted. And Israel was one big event that I remember. I also remember when I was just a small thing, I was in Weston-super-Mare in England, and I was just out running, and then I'd stepped into the water, and I didn't, just afterwards I'd been running, so it was hot and I wanted to cool down, and people looked at me, and it was like from the beach side, and they were staring at me when I stood there in the water wondering, I just wonder why they're staring. I went up and got dressed for the dinner, and after the dinner I went outside and looked at the tide has went taking the water 4 kilometers away. So that is actually the way you commit suicide in Weston-super-Mare. So I remember that. I was very happy I didn't die, actually. Much things that you do not know when you're out traveling.
You are all four honorary citizens of your native Gothenburg. Will you stay there, or are you planning a move to the capital city or to another country like England or the States? Or?
I've been away very much, so I would like to come home to Gothenburg more. this is my home, and I can't replace my home. This is my memories and my friends. Everything is here. And I think that maybe in some years I maybe go out and work, maybe a project working in another country. I can't tell, but I would like to stay in Gothenburg. I have no reason to move anywhere else.
You're still young and you already made a fantastic career with an almost unbelievable success. And all this has happened over just a few years. Have you ever been wondering about if things are going a bit too fast, if it's happening too fast for you?
Right now, I don't think so. But before, it was you couldn't just like you can't stop the development of the world, like a technician and everything, the computer systems of the world. You can't stop it. You could just watch it and hope that everybody takes care of the situation and uses it in the right way. It's the same with the research in the DNA. DNA system, genetic research, and it's like you can just watch it and hope it will treat you well. It's like a bit with the same success, this success that I went now. For 3 years I've just been watching it. It's been too big to actually join, so just watch it and hope that it will treat you well, and it has treated me well, so it was all right. I'm very glad now, because now I know the work as well. And I know to say no to things, to let things down. Before, you couldn't let anything down. You had to do everything you thought. Now I've learned to say no.
After all this success and still in the middle of it, have you ever experienced that it could be hard to maintain the healthy balance between your role as musicians and your role as media persons, superstars?
I don't know, because I never actually did very much on the musician side except singing. And I've been doing that since I was 14. And it's difficult now as it was when I was 14 in one way. But on the other side, I've tried different things. I've tried just singing along with a piano for a lot of people. I've been singing in some churches and other events for against violence, for instance, just singing with a piano. So I think that I've stepped down and forgot all the superstar thing and just sat down and sang as I always been doing, but developing that bit more. Like, so I guess I've developed more as a musician than as a superstar. Superstar is the word.
You're traveling a lot all over the world. Do you enjoy being on tour, or is it kind of a struggle at the same time with new places, airports and hotels?
Sometimes it's a struggle, but mostly it's always new things that you go to, and you're starting to get to know people and persons. So when you go to France, you meet the old.
We must stop at Tona for a minute. Pro Alves, please. Meet me, Pro Alves, please. Pro Alves, please.
What was it? What is under?
Or is it a kind of struggle at the same time with new people?
Skal jag ta en fråga också? Nej, behöver inte.
It is not a struggle to go on tour, but it is a struggle to enter airports, because they're really boring. And the fun thing with it, I think, is that you have learned to come to learn, grown to know so many new places and so many new persons that you can go back and see. So when you, for instance, you go to France, you meet Zoe and you meet Alain and you meet everybody that you had a lot of great time with, working mates.
I'm sorry, darling.
Du får be dem hålla käften.
What do you prefer, to work in the studio with new songs or to be out on the road touring?
I prefer to work in the studio, because then I can be at home at the same time. But I also enjoy meeting the people that listen to your music and appreciate you.
You performed new single Lucky Love at the opening of the Gothenburg 1995 World Championship in Athletics, broadcasted by satellite TV all over the world. That must have been a very proud moment in your career.
Yes, it was. Gothenburg has so many different feelings, though. It's my home, and we're doing maybe a lot of promotion for Gothenburg. Puts it on the map, as you can say. Like ABBA put it, Sweden on the map. We put Gothenburg on the map for people all over the world. But the reactions here in Gothenburg of our success is not so very good all the time. So it feels a bit double, because I know when I went up there, I was proud, but I also knew that many Gothenburgers, they didn't like us being up there because they don't like our music. They don't see the thing that we've done. I mean, of course, everybody doesn't like our music. I mean, nobody has to tell me that. But that felt a bit strange, though, to go up, because you knew that everybody here doesn't like our music. So you can't have an election for such things. All of Gothenburg is please elect Database to the new, I mean, to present Gothenburg. You can't do that, but I felt it was the right thing to do anyway.
Will there be any other big performances this fall and upcoming winter for you, or are you waiting with concerts and tours until next year?
We are waiting for the real tour thing, that we're going out like Madonna, such things, that we are waiting with. We're not taking that this autumn. We are actually concentrating on doing promotion, and I think the spring as well, concentrating on one thing. After that, we'll see. There's so many things that can happen. There's so many things that we want to do. We just have to plan it carefully. But making a big event as the World Championships that we did the opening night, I don't know, we're making one Billboard Awards in the beginning of December, and we also been invited to play for the Pope in the Vatican State. So we have some options, we just know, just figure out which is the best one to do.
What influences have you got? What kind of music are you listening to in private back home?
Right now, I'm very much into Diana King, to Stone Roses, Stone Roses, and Bobby McFerrin. So I guess I'm just all later, but that is what is right now on my CD player.
What interests you besides music? What are you doing in your spare time, for example, if you got any spare time to use?
I train, I dive, and I run. I make music, I spend time with my friends and with my boyfriend. I also go to the university, try to educate myself a bit, because you feel so stupid after 3 weeks, 3 years on the road. You forget how to spell your own name and such things. I do many things. I'm a youth leader as well, so for some kids, so I'm doing a lot of things. Too many things.
If you ever decided to give up music in favor of something else, what would that be?
Working with music in that way I'm doing now, maybe I will give up working with music as I'm doing now. And that would be because maybe I would just take a pause to become something, like become a teacher or just educate myself so I have a profession in that way. As a musician, I will always continue writing music. I've been doing that since I was a child, and I still will do it all my life. I just don't know if I have anyone who wants to print it on records and such things. Maybe I would give it up for a proper job and proper work when I have family and such things. If I get married, if I get kids and such things, I can't go out on the road all the time. So for family, maybe I will give it up.
So what's your plans for the next coming months? What will happen?
We will go out, fly to different countries. Like we weren't allowed to go to France. But we're going to Germany, we're making TV shows. Germany, Spain, Italy, the States, And I don't know if we're going any way to Asia or Australia, but I don't, it's not planned yet anyway. We're doing promotion and we're making more videos, I think.
And the big goal for Ace of Base, what's your goal for the future?
What's my goal? My goal is to be accepted as a songwriter, because that's what I'm aiming for right now, as I've been writing 3 songs on this album. So being accepted as that, because that is a thing that you really can have kids and still work as a professional musician and sitting at home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bara en sak, har du förklarat om dina 3 låtar? Nej. Pratat någonting? Ställ några frågor om dina så att det kommer ut.
Mm.
Jag tror inte Lars vet vilka låtar det är, så att du kan...
Men jag kan bara, ska vi se.
Ravin?
There's 3 songs on the new album that you actually wrote by yourself. Could you tell us a little about them?
Yeah, so I wrote Experience Pearls, Ravine and Wave Wet Sand. And it is like reading in my life, because it's a part of me. I guess songs always are in one way, though. They all came from events that happened in my life and things that has gone wrong, but I can put them in a better way, in a brighter light. For instance, Ravine was... I wrote that after an attack I had. And actually, I didn't write it. It just popped up like a song. It is about... It's a metaphor kind of thing about flower. And the flower should symbolize me then. And the different way that you treat flowers if you want them to grow properly. And another song is Wave Wet Sand. And it is about... my mother told me once that you shouldn't let yourself be... You shouldn't take it very easy, that if someone is unlike you, you shouldn't like the person. You shouldn't be afraid of loving someone who's unlike you. So you can't... It's not a reliable place to... If you want to draw a painting, it's not a reliable place to draw it in the waves, when when the waves comes flushing over all the time. And then it is a line that, like, you are as reliable as a painting in Wave Wet Sand. But the song is about that. Maybe I should trust him and love him anyway. You see what I mean? And there is also Experience Pearls. I heard a story that my father told me, a story that he heard on the radio. And it is that it's from the Bible, when Adam and Eve were thrown out from the garden. They got a pearl from God, and that was the tears. So they can handle the situation when they got angry, when they got frustrated in any kind. They got this pearl that they could cry. So and once it happened to me, the one that I liked, he lost something and he got very sad. And I wanted to show him that could be all the tears that you cry now could be a good experience. So I just felt that I wanted to take all the pearls that he had, all the tears that he had, and if I had, it was a magician, I could turn them into pearls and say, "This is a treasure you got. Look at your sorrow as a treasure instead of just despair." So, yes, that is about the 3 songs. It's a bit deep. And they're very slow, but I guess I will learn new forms to write in, faster and maybe even slower. And I am very much like that when I think into myself. I always think in pictures and such things. I speak very much in pictures, if you say so. So the songs are like pictures.